This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. I've just got to detail a few of my favorite. You guys are, there's a lot of them. A32 got food poisoning coming out both ends 4 hours before got in their parents' car for a 23-hour nonstop road trip.
Oh, God.
From Houston to Miami.
I didn't see that. Goodness,
that is gracious. A problem. Melvin on the YouTube, you did this to yourself, big fella, said salad at a reduced price from the store had me sweating on the toilet. Took me 9 months to eat salad again. That ain't the salad's fault, big fella. You should have known. What you mean? How much money could you have possibly saved on that salad? How much could you have possibly saved? And then this one from the 404. An asthma attack ruined a field trip to Reliant Stadium when I was in eighth grade in 2008. Why was that trip important? My classmates met Andre Johnson.
Oh.
Could have met Andre Johnson.
Could have met the GOAT, the Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And it just, asthma was being a hater on the day.
Damn.
Just being a big old hater on the day. You hate when that happens.
That road trip one, I would. Oh,
oh man!
Because
I just lay on the side of the road. Come get me when you're done on vacation.
It kind of remind me when I took my wife to New Orleans for her birthday. Remember I told you all this, and we tried to play the little game of what we was on Bourbon Street.
Oh so yeah,
whatever bar we see, we got to stop and take a drink.
Yeah,
man,
do
we
that.
Got we went to two spots. Man, got so drunk. She ended up throwing up in the car.
In the
car, Exorcist style.
Not out the window.
No, in the car. we was like 2 seconds away from the hotel. And I'm like, just hold on. She like, I think I got to throw. I'm like, just hold on. I'm on the freeway going 7. Got all on the windshield.
Playing that game in the French Quarter is insane.
That's dangerous.
That's insane. I know. That was my first. That was our first time there. So
you better be a tank if you want to play that on Bourbon.
Hey, I didn't do that at the Super Bowl.
Although some of us acted like we might have been.
Yeah.
All right. Around the NFL, salute to the Baltimore Ravens and Kyle Hamilton, who has now been made the highest paid safety in the NFL. They agreed on a $100 million contract extension over 4 years. $82 million is guaranteed.
Woo!
With that.
Woo!
And obviously,
safety with 82 guaranteed.
The reason to bring, I mean, he transcends being a safety. I really hate when people talk about things transcending because it's like, no, it's just, he's just
sometimes
really good at
it. Sometimes
it's
true, though.
But he is a great safety, and he plays back, he plays forward, and he changes what that defense
he's
is capable of doing.
Defensive end.
Like he's,
he'll line up anywhere.
There were a few guys in the NFL that you go, he could pretty much do all of it.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And so he's so vital to what they do there. And I understand the more I talk about that, the more the Texans fans go, damn it!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm over here getting heated. I'm like, damn, man. Damn, Kenyon Green.
Kenyon Green not even on a – well, actually, I didn't check to see if anybody picked him up or anything.
Yeah.
But he didn't even make the roster
like,
out there.
Damn, Kenyon Green.
Yep. Yep. Nick Caserio.
He was right there, too, man.
Nick Caserio, not Kenyon Green.
Sometimes it hits, sometimes it don't, apparently, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so shout out to him. He deserves it. Unfortunately, that sucks around here. Actually, you made mention of a thing that I want to talk about here, Lopez, is with your Houston Texans, we have a roster. We have, obviously, a practice squad. We don't have captains.
Yeah.
Who do you think are going to be the captains
on
the
team? It
just
hit me like a bolt of lightning when during the first break, I said, you know what?
They usually announce that in before training camp.
Or during, yeah.
Yeah,
No captains announced yet, which, of course, leads to the question. I think we – Well, I do anyway. I know three. I know three captains for sure, and they're obvious, right? C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
Will Anderson Jr.
Yes.
And with John Weeks gone, it's got to be Kyahmi Fairbairn.
He's the longest tenured Texan at this point, is he not? Period. Talk less of special teamer.
And as they usually have a special teams captain, I don't think it's going to be Tommy Townsend. Definitely not going to be Brinkman.
It could be Tommy Townsend, though.
Could it be a Gumbuwale?
I can see that.
That would be...
You know what? I stand corrected. I'm going to correct myself.
You're going for Dare as the captain?
No, I'm going to say two sure things.
Oh.
I don't think Fairbairn is necessarily a sure thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I think
sure.
It's C.J. Will Anderson. I'm starting to wonder about a Gumbuwale.
Versus
Fairbairn.
Yeah, I'd put my money on Kaimi.
I would too, but I think there's a possibility.
It wouldn't, shock me if he wasn't.
Yeah, it's not a sure thing as much as the other two.
It's a guaranteed lock!
So what are the other? They usually have five.
They usually have five, and it seems like they split them evenly, like basically two offense, two defense, and then one special teams. That's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
If I'm going for the other offensive one, I actually feel pretty confident that it's going to be Titus Howard. I think that they like putting one on the offensive line, and Titus Howard has very much, you know, accepted the role of I will be kind of the leader in this room. And so it feels like maybe even if it's not he is the leader, it's one of those, I'm giving you the C on your chest to challenge you.
Like they did with Laramie.
Exactly. And I think that could very much be the way they play that.
I see your Titus Howard, and I think I'm going to raise you Nico Collins.
I was thinking about the possibility there.
Yeah.
I could see it maybe, but I don't know that they need to challenge him per se.
And yeah, but I mean, enough's enough.
This is a respect thing.
Yeah, it's been long enough. I mean, give the guy the C. You know, I don't think Titus Howard's a bad pick. They like to do offensive linemen.
Yeah.
But I would say, what is this, year five?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Give him a C.
I can see that.
Yeah, give him a C.
Now, the one that feels really tough to call is outside of Will Anderson Jr., who is the other, like, defensive guy?
I have a hunch.
I have a number of names that popped in my head.
Figure, you thinking of anybody on the defense?
The first person I thought about... I thought about Aziz.
Aziz is one of those ones easily. He's heart and soul of the defense. I don't think he needs it by any means, but just as a recognition, everybody points to Aziz.
But see, they got behind him last season, especially after the situation, so that wouldn't surprise me if they say,
I think Aziz would be the leader. I think the second choice would be Derek Stingley.
That is one of those ones that I go, he could easily be that. Because they talked about, I don't remember who it was. It might have been D'Amico going out of his way to talk about the leadership that Stingley provides, you know, unasked, right? Just talking about, hey, leadership in the field with how he works. That C might be a level of acknowledgement there. But they love them some Jalen Petrie.
That's the one. That was my wild card. I could see Jalen Petrie. That's another guy, you know, kind of came up. You know, not playing real well his second year, okay his first year. Then all of a sudden he finds a role, finds a place. They love him. They absolutely love him.
And they paid him.
Could you see Petrie?
I could legitimately, all the names we mentioned, I could see. And I got one more for you that I could easily see. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I could easily see them putting a C on his chest. I know that sounds a little crazy because he's just coming in with a lot of guys that are possibles. That guy comes in with a lot of experience, Super Bowl experience, as you mentioned.
Super Bowl champ.
He's expected to be, I mean, I think he could be almost a little bit of like a quarterback of that defensive backfield. We've already seen him come in and take dudes under his wings. I could see them putting Chase on his chest.
That's not far-fetched either, because you see what they did with Stephon Diggs last season.
Right.
He came in and they put that C on his chest.
Would it be weird to not go back to Joe Mixon having that C on his chest after? Because he seemed to appreciate that when they did in the middle of the season.
I was thinking he probably, if it wasn't for the injury, I thought he probably would have been a captain.
He probably would have been.
Because he stepped in really well last season. And to the point, I'm like, damn, they probably should have made him a captain during training camp.
And wasn't he one of the people who was organizing those team meetings? Yeah. I know we laugh at team meetings, but that seems to indicate something about how they believe who their leaders are.
He stepped in when, you know, they were having a little bit of issues and kind of rallied the crew a little bit.
The 832 says, do players vote on team captains? Yes and no. Sometimes they do. I think they do here.
I'm not sure with D'Amico, but I know, remember when Lovey was here, he said, Davis Mills got my vote.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody probably have a vote.
Well, that leads to the other point I was going to make. Yes, players vote on it, but a lot of times the coaches have a very big influence on that.
You think they can put their thumb on the scale here?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I can see that. I think the point that ultimately comes to mind for me as I'm running through this, on defense, there's so many guys that are veteran or not that demonstrate leadership type skills that I could easily see them acknowledging. And then on offense, kind of, there's a few of those guys as well, interestingly enough, as much as the
offense feels. I would love to see Nico finally get, like, yeah, he's a captain.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I think I'd point to probably Titus, and then honestly bringing up Joe Mixon, I might point to Joe earlier, depending on, of course, the timing. That's really the thing that makes that a little interesting. Some other things around the NFL, and actually before I get that, I want to always remind you this Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And apparently the Brady rules are gone. Tom Brady, noted Las Vegas Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders minority owner, and obviously NFL, widely regarded NFL GOAT, he is now allowed to attend production meetings, as he wasn't last year because of that supposed conflict of interest of him having an interest in one of the teams and then going in before games and getting supposed insight into these other other teams. Do you like this as a change?
No. I see where they're, you know, why they ended up doing this, you know, because, you know, clearly they are partners. Clearly, this is an integral part of every broadcast and the information they receive. But teams are not gonna be very cooperative. They're just not. I mean, imagine you're the head coach of not even a division rival, but just another AFC team, you know, and there's a part owner of the Raiders, who, by the way, is Tom freaking Brady and can break down every little, you know, minutia detail of what teams are doing. They ain't going to say squat.
Hey, they don't even say squat to the media people, man, because they think that's a little advantage.
They're not,
so I know damn sure they ain't about to do this.
Hell no.
I think they're going to say what they're going to say. In a vacuum, I don't like this in the way that you're talking about. But we can be honest. They done basically flouted these rules already. I think that from the league standpoint, they benefit more from having their broadcasts be as good as possible.
No, I agree with that.
So,
but I don't think the teams are going to be cooperative in those meetings as cooperative.
Maybe. I think that they will. I think they understand.
I wouldn't.
I think they're in the normal flow of things. But
where'd Tom Brady play?
For the Patriots. Are you going to talk about the Gates?
What was their deal?
It's crazy. That team, in his time period, admittedly a long time period, they have multiple Gates with an Gates. S. There's not just a Gate. There's Spygate. Yeah. There's Deflategate. Yeah. There are multiple Gates.
Wow. They're right.
No, I feel you.
They're right.
I feel you. But he Tom Brady. We're not gonna talk about that. We're just gonna be like, hey, he's coming in. We got Fox coming in. And I think there's something to be said about the normal rhythm of we talk to the you know, on Thursdays, we talk to them about what's happening, the production crew, so that they're ready for the game. I think that for me personally, selfishly, I'm not gonna be able to stop whatever collusion or whatever is happening in the NFL, I can at least have Tom Brady be the best version of himself on this broadcast that I'm going to watch.
Yeah, again, I get why they're doing it, and there's a lot of money involved and the partnership and all that, but Tom Brady's sitting in a room with D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud. So how's Joe Mixon coming along? Fine.
No, they're not. We'll let you know. He's getting Tom Brady, you're not special. You're in the media too. You're getting what we get.
Or okay, just use another example. Jim Harbaugh, which is a division opponent. You're sitting in the room with Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. So you guys really like to throw on first down, huh? Maybe. Maybe.
I would go complete 180 if I was a coach.
Tell them
I'm like, you know what? We're going to run the ball probably about 90% of the time. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I might start the backup this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking right now. I wouldn't tell them a damn thing.
Nope.
I'll be in their line.
All right. A couple more things before we go around the NFL here. Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, he wanted to make it clear that the Colts won't trade Anthony Richardson despite interest from other teams. Obviously, this became a big thing. You mentioned Anthony Richardson's agent kind of getting out here and making it seem like this relationship was going to be hard to repair after Anthony Richardson was banked, even though benched rather, even though Richardson himself seemed to say all the right things and the things that you anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the general manager saying, we're not trading him, talking more and saying both of them, meaning Richardson and Daniel Jones, professional, battled to the end. And at the end of the day, Daniel won the job. But does that mean we're down on Anthony? No, mm-hmm. but I don't want to dismiss that Daniel, he's had a good run here. Reminds me a lot of Alex Smith that we had in Kansas wow. City, who I thought was just the ultimate professional day in, day out. He goes on further talking. One, do you agree with the idea of not trading Anthony Richardson there, or do you believe him? And then two, how much about the comparison of Daniel Jones to Alex Smith, who came over from the Niners and then ultimately kind of held down the job early on in that Kansas City tenure before Patrick Mahomes comes up?
I actually wouldn't expect them to say anything else on either of those fronts, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't expect them to say anything else besides like comparing Daniel Jones to Alex Smith?
Put some confidence in him.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Show some confidence in him, with which, by the way, is a pretty decent example, you know,
yeah.
You know, in terms of like what Daniel Jones is versus Alex Smith.
That feels disrespectful to Alex Smith.
No. But in retrospect, it seemed does. Like,
it seemed like it's the situation, too.
Right, it's the situation.
Where Alex Smith starting in San Francisco and then leaving, going to Kansas City.
No, at the time, I think it's a good comparison. Now we know Alex Smith was good.
I thought we knew then. The only reason Alex Smith lost his job is because Colin Kaepernick came up and was hooping.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he was.
If he was that good, he probably would have kept his job, though, right?
Right.
It was.
Do you remember Colin Kaepernick when he first came up?
Mm-hmm. No, I remember.
In that Greg Roman offense?
I definitely remember, but this was Alex Smith, a top pick.
Mm-hmm.
And
number one it was out of Utah.
It was questions going around.
Right.
Like, he wasn't a scrub.
The bigger point
it was
Daniel Jones got thrown out, and they didn't have an answer. Remember, he gets thrown out, and the next starting quarterback is Russell Wilson, guys.
Well,
this is disrespect.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I don't think it is. I think it's a good comparison. It might be disrespect now.
No,
you know,
I think the point is because he ain't going bleep all over Daniel Jones.
That's the bigger
point. No, certainly.
He's just trying to say, hey, you know, bringing him in a different situation, he can resurrect his career.
Correct. That to me, that's the bigger point. And the bigger point with Anthony Richardson is, so if somebody comes to you with a trade, you ain't going to do it?
That is
you ain't gonna do it?
Great question that I'm still interested. I'm really interested in those teams who are supposedly circling and asking about him, because you also want to fall for this?
Yeah.
I guess this is the thing. You have to have a certain, hubris isn't the right word, but you have to have a certain like irrational confidence, even in your own abilities to develop in some ways. But I think if you get too far over your skis thinking that's how you end up falling for the, oh, he's got a big arm and I can fix him, right? Yes. Like every stereotypical woman, right, is just, I can fix him. That's how you get yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about the Texans. I don't think they get themselves to the I can fix him. Mm-hmm. I think that they keep themselves within their, you know, sandbox or whatever of what they believe they can do and what they're capable of doing. Best of luck to the Colts there, if that's the way that they ultimately want to go about it. But, yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL right here for this Thursday. Coming up next, I feel like we've talked a lot about the Texans. We're heading into that season. We're talking about the Astros. We haven't talked about the Rockets, and I thought that this was interesting from The Athletic. They put together a fan survey from fans about how they're feeling about this Rockets team. I'm interested. How do you take in some of these answers from the fans, including how they feel about Kevin Durant? I thought this was interesting. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. We're, a couple months out from the Rocket season getting started up. It's going to be a very, very fun fall here in Houston. Obviously, hopefully the Astros are ramping up in a way that the postseason goes very well for them. And that could be a level of interest that continues to drive us in a way that Houstonians have honestly become accustomed to. Feels like it's a requirement for sports in the fall, is seeing Astros postseason baseball go deep. But then also, of course, a Texans team that has an opportunity to do something special. It feels like one of the best iterations of the Texans that we've seen maybe ever. Is that too spicy?
Maybe. No, maybe is the right word.
Okay. Yeah. But then also, this Rockets team, we're going to have to pay attention to them early in the early portions of the season. I don't think this can be in the same way that we typically are. We'll wait till Christmas or whatever, and we'll check in with them at that point. We're going to have to keep up with them, namely because of Kevin Durant, the ways that this team performed last year. And not as much into the postseason, but they announced their presence as one of the better teams in the NBA. And so with that, I found it interesting to get a feel for how Houstonians and how Rockets fans feel about this team. So shout out to The Athletic and Kelly Eco for last week doing a fan survey filled out by more than 700 Rockets fans to get a feeling for how they are going into this. And so some of the things feel pretty self-evident, Lopez. Like, are you confident the Rockets are heading in the let's start that again. Are you confident that the Rockets are heading in the right direction? 95% of people said yes.
Of course.
Is that surprising at all?
No, not at all.
I'm interested, however, more in the very small sliver of people that said no as to how they get there. How would you assess?
It might be Jalen Green's stance.
Maybe. That might be what
seriously,
it is.
Seriously,
yeah.
How would you assess Houston's recent playoff performance? Probably wasn't that disappointed given the lack of experience carries a majority. Like, these are to be expected. I think that those are the easy ones. Did you expect the Rockets to finish with a 52-30 record and the number two seed? That's going to be a big old no, right? Those ones are evident. But this is where we start to get some of the things that I find interesting headed into this upcoming season. What is the fewest number of wins that the Rockets could get in the season to be considered a success? So basically, what makes the season a success? And that's where, forecasting forward, I started getting some interest here. There's the options of 50-52. 53 to 55, 57 to 59, ooh, 60 or more wins. Ooh. Which of those do you think had the most votes?
Had the most votes? I will say the next step, 52 to 55 or 53, whatever.
53 to 55 is indeed where a lot of people had it.
And you think that's where I would fall.
Really?
Yeah, because of the conference. Because the conference you're in. I mean, there are a lot of good teams in the Western Conference, and getting to 55 to 59 or whatever it was, That's a tall task.
Yeah, I think even getting more than that is a relatively tall task. And I mean, maybe I'm leaning too heavily into this because the Thunder had almost 70 wins last year, so that took a lot of the opportunity for. I think that the West is still going to be a glut of really good teams.
That's, and you that's is, why 52 to 55, 53, 55 would be better.
Adding a couple more wins, you think is a plausibility. Maybe that's the case. I'm just like, even 50 wins being in that same space, I think that this is, there's less of a focus for me on regular season. I think even if in that same space of around 50 wins, if they're better prepared for the postseason, that's really what the success of the season is for me, as opposed to that win total.
But aren't you better prepared if you were the number two or three seed again, or even better?
Sure. Right? I think that's absolutely the case.
Yeah.
But I think leaving the possibility open for just 50 wins.
Sure.
Just under 50% of the people went the way that you did, and then another 30% went with that 50. What are your expectations for this Rockets season? Making the Western Conference Finals feels evident that that's a majority of it. Some people said making it to the Western Conference Semis. That was about 19% of the audience. Does that feel low for you? Because I think it has to be final Western Conference Finals or bust, right?
Yeah. Who'd they bring in? Was that Kevin Durant?
That was Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Western Conference Finals. I mean, anything less than that is going to be, for some, a disappointment. I think for the majority, a disappointment.
Do it depends who they play?
No, at this point, no, absolutely not. We don't know. I mean, there might be a team that just really vaults itself, and like the Rockets did last year.
I was thinking, when if they run into a team like a, let's say they somehow play OKC, and it's just a hard series. And
to me, it doesn't matter. You're talking about before the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, right before.
To me, it doesn't matter. You brought in Kevin Durant for one reason.
Okay.
One reason. That's it.
And speaking of Kevin Durant,
yeah,
how do you feel about the arrival of Kevin Durant? Extremely excited, cautiously optimistic, indifferent, or unhappy.
I bet you I am extremely excited just because I'm glad he's in our city and I want to watch him. But I bet you the majority said cautiously optimistic just because of age and such.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Are you in that space as well about Kevin Durant right now?
I get it, but I'm just as a fan, I want to see him. You know, I want to see him play, and we're going to get to see him play more often.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm a little worried about the health part of it.
No,
like
that's
I wonder if he could really stay healthy, because the last couple places he went to, it seemed like that was kind of a major issue, and it kind of brought the team down a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I agree, but I think that when it comes to Kevin Durant's health in particular, I have a decent amount of wiggle room that I think he can hit. He can land that. I don't know that I even need to be cautious necessarily. He'd have to miss like 30 to 40 games and miss postseason play for me to be in that place. I think if he gets you around 60 games and is ready for the playoffs, that's all I could ask for. Like I'm very happy at that point.
Well, I think when they acquired him, I said he's, you know, just count on him missing 17 to 20 games. Just count on it. Just because of whether it's little injuries or, you know, gauging, you know, his progress.
Load management.
Some rest, load management, et cetera. Just count on it.
All right. The biggest question that I really wanted to get to here, there's two of them. One of them being, what will Houston's half-court efficiency be next season? Because of all the things we've talked about, that's the one that I actually have the least certainty on going into this year. I feel like their defense will continue to be fantastic. I know that they'll be able to get spot points when they need to, just on the Bel Air Academy offense of get the ball to Kevin Durant. Where do you believe this offense will be efficiency-wise? Top 10, middle 10, or bottom 10?
Offense efficiency.
Offense, half court in particular.
I'm going to say middle 10 and as the most popular answer.
That's the most popular answer. Yeah. Where do you believe that it'll actually land?
I think I'm going to say middle 10. as well. Yeah, because he's going to miss some games. There's still a lot to prove, uncertainty, et cetera. Obviously, you know, there's some point guard questions and issues, et cetera. Yeah, I think it's fair right now.
I think that is probably fair, and yeah. I think that is the biggest, you know, that's the biggest place and space for upper mobility of this team.
Yeah.
If, again, we've talked about it, I think Rafael Stone has done damn near all you can expect of a general manager in putting a team together, particularly one that is ready for this modern CBA to have some continuity in years to come. I think as much as you can give Ime Udoka a lot of credit for getting this team to this place, if he can put together an offense that works in the half court, that's the big thing that will launch this team forward at this point. The defensive identity is great, and it's clearly, almost like the Texans, it's clearly the thing that sets the foundation. That upward rung of what they're capable of doing is going to be based off of that. And real quick before we go, this was a good question here. Which young player needs to take the biggest leap for the Rockets to improve? And there's a lot of them here.
What are the answers?
Amen Thompson, Jabari, Tari, Alperen, Şengün, and Reed Shepherd.
Well, this ties in with what I was saying in terms of the half-court efficiency. I'm going to say Reed Shepherd. Because even if the others, what was that the most popular answer?
It was the most popular. Yeah. Damn near 50% of the of the respondents went with Reed Shepherd as the young player that needs to take the biggest leap for the
Because we can talk about Jabari. Hey, we think he's going to have a big, you know, leap this year. Amen, same thing. But even if they do not, you're good. Even if they don't take a leap, you know,
if they just give you what you've seen,
you're good. If he doesn't, then all of a sudden you have some severe questions.
Yeah, because you're probably leaning on him to be the leader of your second unit, or at least the point guard of the second unit, the playmaker of that second unit. Now, of course, you still have Aaron Holiday, and you could lean that way if you needed to.
Sure.
More, but the shooting also is a big part of this. I imagine that pops up because you're still looking for some shooting. You've brought in some guys that can knock down some shots here and there.
But that's also Reed Shepherd.
But Reed Shepherd's supposed to be a big part of that as well. And I imagine that he would be the most disappointing if he doesn't, just because of all the hype and energy that you would put into him coming in as third overall pick to be that shooting jump for you. I think Jabari would be second to me. Although Amen Thompson is the guy that comes in second when it comes to the voting, and I think that's because the higher end, if he's able to take that next step into being one of the stars of this league, you're set up to pay him in the future, but that's also gives you a little bit of buffer on how much you need to lean on KD as well, right? Which, again, if you're cautiously optimistic, if you have Alper Şengün and then an Amen Thompson who is growing into that role, that's where it gets real fun.
No, it does, but again, the answer is Reed Shepherd. The answer is Reed Shepherd.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. But ultimately, seems like a lot of the fans are probably right in line with the way that we feel mostly going into the season. And there's a lot of optimism that was there. So shout out to The Athletic for putting that together. But yeah, really excited for the season that starts in about a month and a half, late October 20th.
It'll be a busy October, especially if the Astros in the midst of it all.
And it's the perfect kind of busy now, Andy. So excited to see what that looks like. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the Astros manager Joe Espada. Give us a little update as to what he's going to do with some of his pitching, particularly with his bullpen. Is this the reinforcement that you needed? We'll talk about it next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. It's a Thursday, and of course, the Astros going for game 3 versus the Rockies tonight, hoping to get a victory, win another series, and continue on. hopefully expand the lead against the Mariners in the AL West, because the Mariners just seem to be cheating off of our papers.
They're doing what? Yeah, they're doing what the Astros do.
And you're just like, whatever the Astros put on their sheet, I'm putting on my sheet. Is that an A over there?
Yeah.
A C?
Yeah.
C. Win? Is that a win? All right, we're going to get a win tonight. That's what they did yesterday. And so the Astros have the opportunity to get the win, win the series tonight. It's Jason Alexander on the mound, which I feel like he's starting to get to a place where we start making this.
A little bit.
Happy Jason Alexander Day. 6-1 in his outings.
Yeah.
For the Astros to this point. So that's been fun. However, the news that's coming out today, as we do have the lineup, and I will give that to you in a second, I should recall that. But one of the things that Joe Espada has said his team.
He's back from being sick.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is. I don't want to bury the lead. He's no longer ill. Mm-hmm. That was a one-day occurrence.
Yeah.
Thank you to
Goldschlager.
Thank you to a Lopez.
Gets you every time.
Is that all right? See, that's not reporting. I want you to be careful. This is what gets the. This is what gets
just
the teams.
Comment.
This is what gets the teams in the city mad about us. That's what happens.
Apropos of nothing.
Media people. Definitely apropos of nothing. But Joe Espada, the manager of the team, said that Lance McCullers Jr. will work out of the bullpen. He mentions that it's in the short term, but could be available to start the finale against the Angels on Monday. But there you go. We're starting to see some of this work out. And that's the way it has to be, right?
Yes. You know, we know what he's done. We know that he, you know, as a starter, he's had some bad outings. You know, he hasn't gone real long. I love the move. And he said he could still be available for the finale against the Angels on Monday.
Sure.
I don't want to see that. I think, you know, it's the perfect role for him. Now, it does take some negotiation, for lack of a better way to put it, to convince him that that's the best place for him. The bullpen is the best place for – we've been talking about McCullers in the bullpen for damn near 5 years, you know?
And I think that's – I think all of that is part of the negotiation. Mm-hmm. This has been a long-time thing. He's come back after what, 3 years away from baseball. And, I mean, the 2-4 win-loss record and then a damn near 7 ERA. I imagine that over the last few starts, this has been something where, if it's not been talked about explicitly, has been kind of implicit underneath. It's like, hey, man, if you're not getting back on track, we've got bodies coming back. Luis Garcia is on the doorstep of returning and maybe giving us something
as
a starter. Christian Javier, in his return, has started to look a little bit better. Spencer Arrighetti, in his return, has started to look a little bit better. I can't say the same about you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do what's best for the team, which is the reason why you keep coming back, you could have gone wrong, you know, rode off into the sunset if you really wanted to.
Sure.
You keep coming back because you want to be a part of this team. The way you help us right now is probably best suited out of the pen.
No, I think it's long overdue. I'm glad McCullers has at least, you know, partially bought in for now. They're probably throwing him a bone and saying, hey, you could still start. But frankly, you know, no offense, I think it's best for the team, and I don't want to see him start again.
Yeah, and speaking of Luis Garcia, I did want to make mention again, he made his most recent minor league rehab start on Tuesday, 6 innings, 75 pitches with 1 earned run and 4 hits, 5 strikeouts in there for him, though. Like, that's kind of what you're starting to hope to see as you're getting him back, and the number of pitches is good.
I always look at pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always, on those rehab assignments, I always look at the pitches. That's a good number for him, 75 and just 1 earned run. So progress after 2 years in his case.
And on top of that, Joe Espada said yesterday, before he ultimately had to leave for an illness, he said he was talking about Garcia, saying the breaking ball was really good, sharp. It's what we're looking for. The velo was also pretty good, which is obviously a big thing. Mm-hmm. And he executed his fastball well. Those are all check marks. Of course, the manager is going to be more positive in that space, but all check marks when it comes to trying to see a guy come back. After a couple of years of not throwing, we talked about Lance McCullers with his long 3-year stint. Luis Garcia is not that far off.
No, not at all. And I love the way that he's coming along. He's been rehabbing for what, a month, 3 weeks, which is a good slow pace to bring him along. And I'm liking what I'm seeing on him.
On top of that, it's worth noting, football, college football's back, baby. Tonight, we get college football in earnest, for real. Tomorrow, obviously, you'll get into your
hackish theme of the week.
Is that how we're calling it?
You don't like to use the word hackish.
I don't.
But I do.
No, I don't. But
you'll like tomorrow's.
I should. I mean, I'll like it just because college football is back. This is a great time of year. The madness, the insanity of it. It starts tonight, or rather, early today.
Hey, the Cougs are tonight. right?
They are. Yeah. I was going to mention number 25, Boise State, facing off against USF, but if we could bring it back local, Figgy mm-hmm. Fig, seeing as you're the ambassador of such things. The Cougs get started today against FSA now, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm super excited about it. You could go to UHCougars.com.
Hey, look at you. Look at you. Yeah. Go ahead. Free
get you,
ones.
Get you a nice little, get you a nice little ka-ching in there. 7 p.m. at TDECU Stadium. Obviously, you can get your tickets. If you aren't able to get tickets, that one's on ESPN Plus tonight. You know damn well I'll be watching
Nebraska that one. Cincinnati is tonight?
That one is tonight as well. There's a lot of good football headed into the weekend, and today is one of those that I'm excited to sit in front of mm-hmm. and watch. Some other things that are popping. In fact, in that space, there's been a lot of talk about the Dave Portnoy mm-hmm. joining a Big Noon Kickoff. Have you followed this saga that's happened where Portnoy and some of his employees at Barstool have been going at Ohio State saying that Ohio State was banning him from being at the Big Noon Kickoff.
And he showed up with a disguise. He had the big mustache and glasses.
What's really interesting to me about this whole thing is that as this has played out throughout the week, Ohio State said that he was not supposed to be part of the broadcast. This was a Fox decision. And if you're not on the part of the broadcast, mm-hmm. you're not going to be we're not going to give you access to the stadium.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously where players are and everything. And then the thing that I found the most interesting is that a Big Ten spokesperson said that they had already made the decision that he was not going to be at any of the conference's venues all season long, and that was made well before. That points me to the idea that this is all work, man. This is all college football or Fox's Big Noon Kickoff team. Mm-hmm. I think that they were doing this intentionally. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Remember that this week is supposed to be a college game day week.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lee Corso's final broadcast.
Yeah.
What is the broadcast or the pregame show that we've been talking about the most?
That one
is the Big Noon Kickoff because Dave Portnoy has managed to make this whole wrestling event of all of this. I think that this was very intentional the way that
I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right. This is what he does. This is how he grew Barstool. This is his MO consistently, and he's got an enormous following. I also think it's kind of, I mean, understandable, but kind of sorry, because I don't know if it's going to really move the needle, you know, for Big Noon Kickoff, especially this week. So
we're talking about it. So
you know, we're talking about it, but what are you going to tune into?
Oh, I'll be checking in with Lee Corso.
Exactly.
Personally.
It's not going to really. I mean, it's discussion points, talking points now, but I ain't going to switch over there.
Although I'm not the gauge. I was never going to be a Big Noon Kickoff guy.
And then most people are not.
Portnoy wasn't going to move me to that place either way. Although I think that it does raise a question mm-hmm. with what we're finding out, especially with that Big 10 spokesperson said, mm-hmm. assuming that they are correct, because sometimes these things can in flux be wrong, that he was never going to be at any of the venues, at least for the Big 10. And I imagine that that might be how this goes all the way with Fox. What is his role supposed to be?
I think he's just sort of the extra voice on the set, right?
But if he's not going to be on the
comic
set,
relief or the smart act.
Is he back home? Is he doing vignettes like what
he's
is it,
going
Rob
to be
Riggle?
Featured.
Is he supposed to be like their Rob Riggle?
Maybe, but he's going to be featured at some point, or else they wouldn't have brought him in. But he's, I think, smart aleck, you know, comic relief, obviously an attraction because of the huge following, but I don't necessarily think he's like the hardcore college football expert. You know,
yeah, I mean, he is supposed to be kind of, I imagine, more of a fan type voice as well.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm interested to see that is I'll be curious. And I imagine that I will personally consume this more in like Twitter clips,
mm-hmm.
what they actually are planning on doing with his usage and how he's supposed to add to that broadcast. But college football, baby, we are getting there. Yeah. We are getting there. And it starts tonight. You keep it real close to home, University of Houston, with what Willie Fritz is doing there. I am super intrigued by that, and you should probably be intrigued on seeing what the quarterback, Connor Wegman, does.
I'm really pulling for him. I've always liked him since he was forgot the high school here. Was it one of the size? I don't remember. I'll be corrected on the text board.
That's right.
But
Ocho, where you at?
He was Houston Player of the Year. I was at the event when he won that award. Obviously, he went to A&M. I was really pulling for him. I liked him a lot. Injuries derailed him. Really pulling for him at U of H because it is in there. He is a good quarterback.
Oh, and of course, I was about to wrap this up, but I should actually give you the lineup for your Houston Astros versus the Colorado Rockies. I mentioned that Jason Alexander is on the bump for him. But of course, your lineup does not include Yordan Alvarez today, mind you. He is getting a day off, which, do you like that? Because, I mean, I saw someone mention it on the text line that, man, he's been out for 3 months. Does he need a day off? Did you like the idea of him having the day off? Because he's not in this lineup.
I can't even really tell you if I like it or not. I think what it is for me is a place to watch, you know, keep an eye on this, and not necessarily in a critical way either. Is it gonna be 2 days on, 1 day off? Is it going to be managing Yordan's reps, so to speak? Or is it just, hey, it's an afternoon game after a night game, give him a break, and he's going to blow and go, you know, after this?
That's a good point. Yeah. I could easily see them doing some level of managing him because, I mean, he has made it clear that this hand thing isn't fully cleared up. This is a level of management all the way around. So it could, you're right, it could just be the quick turnaround from a night game to a 110 first pitch. That, hey, that might be a little too much stress, or it could be, yeah, two on, one off. And that could also help alleviate some of the DH concerns, yes, of places, yeah, to put guys. Speaking of, DHing today is Altuve. He's batting third. So you go Pena, short, Correa at third, batting second. I mentioned Altuve DHing, batting third. Christian Walker at first, batting fourth. Ramon Urias at second base, batting fifth, interestingly enough. Cam Smith at sixth in right field. Dubon in left field at seventh. Chaz McCormick manning center field will bat eighth. And then Salazar, again, manning the mound because, of course, you don't really have many other filling out the battery because you don't have any other catchers, right?
How about Caratini? We haven't even talked about this. He's in concussion protocol because he's gotten hit in the head by so many pitches and foul tips. That's wild, man.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Concussion protocol. It's not something to be like laughed at or
but
nothing.
It's like, dude has been put through the ringer.
He has. He has. And I always love Caratini because it just feels like whenever you need him, he's there for you. So I have no complaints with him at all being in the concussion protocol. All I have is well wishes. Get well soon, brother. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about CJ Stroud headed into the season. Is there a path for CJ to win MVP this year? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.